All right, so hello, ladies. It is our Getting to Happily group coaching call. It is our first group coaching call, and I'm really, really excited to check in with you all and to hear your lovely voices. You've been in my head each week as I've designed each module and shared it with you, and so I'm really excited to have this sort of voice-to-voice conversation. What I thought I would do to just get us started, you know, it really seems like we've been on a whirlwind since our very first phone call where I sort of even shared the opportunity to be a part of the Getting to Happily program. And so I thought it would be helpful to just do a quick recap of sort of where we've been, and then we can open it up for any questions, comments, success stories, challenges. Really, this time is for you to get what you need to sort of make the most of what you've already experienced, as well as what's coming ahead in our next 4 weeks together. So when we look at where we've been, week one, which was really interesting and probably a little bit challenging, was really looking at yourself and asking the question, what is your story? And so it really focused on sort of what is the story that you've been telling yourself, both about your relationship as well as your partner specifically. And we had the opportunity to sort of download our thoughts. And so there was a sentence stem, which you guys by now have seen that I love sentence stems, where really you were asked, you know, when I'm unhappy in this marriage or relationship, I think what? What are the thoughts that sort of are associated with sort of feelings and a sense of unhappiness? And then you were also asked sort of when your partner makes you either mad, sad, frustrated, upset, any sort of negative emotion, I think he, and then you were to fill that in with sort of the specific thoughts that you have about your partner. And then we really wanted to sort of look at, so, you know, those are the stories going on in our head. What impact does that have on our actions and the way that we're interacting in our relationship? And so you had a moment to sort of look at when you think and you're feeling those things, what happens? And then the rest of the time was really spent on processing those thoughts really deeply. And so it's so easy to just go around thinking the things we've always thought without challenging them, without looking at them. They seem automatic. It just seems the way that we think. But what this module was trying to do was to sort of help us to pause and to be an onlooker or an examiner of our own mind. And so there were a series of questions as you thought about each of your thoughts. The first thing was to ask yourself, is this thought 100% true? How would I act and feel if this thought did not exist, which is really one of my favorite questions to ask. Like, if this thought didn't exist at all, like, who would I be? How would I act? And then the other thing was looking at choice in our choice to think our thoughts and really questioning in a very gentle way. So why do I choose to think this? If I have some control over what goes on in my mind, or if I can direct my thoughts in one way or the other, why is it that I'm choosing to think, you know, sometimes these negative thoughts? And then the last part of that module was really an exercise in helping us to turn the thought around with a belief or an opinion or just another way of thinking that we actually believe that is more productive than sort of this negative pattern that we often get ourselves into. And so that was week one. We really sort of hit the ground running right in your face with looking at your thoughts. Then we moved on to week two, which was asking the question, who are you in your relationship? And so that module was really all about sort of, you know, how are you showing up and looking at, you know, who it is you are in your wonderful moments, you know, looking at yourself in when you're at your best in your relationship, what are you like? And then also looking at, you know, when you're at your worst in your relationship, what does that look like? And then, you know, taking those worst moments, quote unquote, looking at what triggers those moments for you. So observing your triggers in your relationship, whether it's something your partner does or doesn't do, something they say or don't say, various states within your relationship, if you're feeling sort of disconnected or just have a lot of tension, really sort of trying to identify what those things are, because then once you sort of can make the connection between, oh, I always get upset when this happens, you can really sort of understand it and then do something about it. And so then we really looked at sort of understanding those triggers. And then in that particular module, there was the opportunity for sort of this optional exercise of going really, really deep in looking at our thoughts, because a lot of times, you know, when we do this inquiry process, it's sort of like your first thoughts are, you know, he doesn't do something, or he doesn't care about me, or he doesn't accept me, or he's mean, or whatever story you've been telling yourself about your partner. But if you can take that even a step further and look within yourself, you'll often find that sort of any evaluation you have of another person, whether that's positive or negative, is oftentimes a reflection of something deep within yourself. And I actually heard this wonderful, wonderful quote, and I'm going to mess it up, so I'll just paraphrase it, that to love someone is to see the greatest parts of yourself in another person. And I'd never heard it like that. I'd always heard, you know, whenever you see something negative in someone, it's really sort of something within yourself speaking to you that needs to be addressed. And so I loved the concept that, you know, if it can happen for the negative, it can also happen for the positive as well. But either way, you know, people in your life are so often mirrors of you and your own characteristics. And then the last thing that we talked about in that module was choosing to respond differently. So, you know, sort of when you know better, you do better. So you see that this is your trigger. You understand why it's your trigger. You sort of have scratched the surface of what's really going on for you. Then we get back to this moment of choice, and making a decision ahead of time really helps to respond differently. So that was week two. Week three was, what is your manual? Which, when I found out this concept of a manual, I was just like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Like, yes, I have all these expectations that are based on my experiences, and why wouldn't someone think the same way I do? Why wouldn't someone operate the exact way that I would like them to? And so, you know, understanding that our manuals are created only in our minds, and at the end of the day that they're really just thoughts and opinions, was really sort of groundbreaking for me, because now, you know, when I think about things that I would like for my husband to be doing or expectations I have, I can manage that in a very different way. And so in this module, in looking at our manual, the first thing was really just to sort of take stock of all of the expectations that you do have of your partner, and then to ask yourself, where and why do you have that expectation? A lot of time, again, just like our thoughts, we take them at face value. It's sort of how we are. It's part of our thinking. And this is, you know, we're grown women, so this is the way we've, you know, grown up to believe. And so questioning ourselves and, again, looking at it and asking, where did this come from? Like, who did I see do this, or who did I see not do this, or why do I even have this expectation? What is it offering me? What feeling am I hoping to gain from having this expectation met? Hopefully you found that useful in sort of understanding how you created this manual and how that's impacting your interactions with your partner. And then we also, in that, looked at, you know, taking stock of what expectations are being met, what expectations are not being met, as well as how we react to that. And then we touched really briefly on communication, right? And so oftentimes, as I said, these manuals are just like things that are sort of intuitive to us or just common sense to us, like, of course you would do it this way. But oftentimes, because it's so intuitive and sort of second nature to us, we assume that everyone else will understand it and think the same way, and we don't, we're not often sort of really, really clear in what that expectation is. And so we have the opportunity in this unit to talk about our tick in communicating, so watching your tone, your intent, and being really clear about what it is. And then I introduce this art of making a request and how to do that through 5 steps. And so there the steps were show him where you're headed, share specifically what you would like and why, put a trial period on the request, ask him what he thinks about your request, and then ask what you could do to help him implement whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And then last week, which I know many people are still playing catch up, so you may not have even gotten to this, or you may, you know, wherever you are is fine. So I'm just going over what I've put out, and wherever you are is fine. This is self-paced. You get to it when you can get to it. But last week, which was week 4, was really now digging into a little bit more of action, and sort of how to take responsibility. And so that module was all about first helping us to identify sort of where the places that we place blame and how we can reframe that. So how we can look at our part and our contribution to a particular issue, looking at our actions, something that we should try but maybe we haven't tried, and really looking at what it would take for us to get that done, and then really trying to take one step in the right direction to move forward in a positive way. So that's where we've been, which is a lot in just 4 weeks. And so I would love to hear from you all about sort of how this has been for you, like what has been helpful or what insights have you gained. So I'll just stop there because I have lots of questions, but also want to receive your questions. But maybe I'll just throw that first one out there in terms of overall sort of what's been helpful or what have you learned in doing any part of this work so far.
Okay. I'd probably say one of the best things that I've learned so far is almost just what you touched on right before you opened up the question, is realizing that not everything that's done, it's not done the way I do it. Because like you said, when you've done things so long, you think it's just second nature, like everybody does this the same way. So when they don't do it the same way, you're like, oops, what's wrong? Are you from Mars? You know, whatever. But just being able to be take a second look at myself and realize that, of course, I was raised one way. You know, we're all raised by our set of parents, so that's what uniquely makes us, as well as whatever you've learned along in life before you met your mate. So I think that's the biggest thing that I've had to learn, is just accepting other ways that things can be done.
Thank you for that. That's been a really big thing for me as well. Like I am, you know, I have a daughter that's about to turn 1, and this year of caring for her and co-parenting has been, you know, eye-opening for me in terms of, oh, like you don't do it this way, like why not? And really sort of appreciating that it doesn't have to be my way, and seeing it another way, which can sometimes open your own eyes to a new way of thinking and being. So that's good. Thank you for that. What else? What other insights or thoughts?
Well, I had a question and a comment.
Yes.
Am I being heard? Mm-hmm. So because I'm like in final season with exams, I'm probably like on week 1.5, but I wanted to know, do we have full access to the materials even after the 8 weeks? Or 5 weeks, I don't remember how many weeks.
You do, absolutely. It's 8 weeks, yep, and you okay. Will have. You can access these materials. It's sort of like, I guess, lifetime access. So, yeah, so whatever module you're on is totally fine. The remainder of the modules will be available.
But what I will say is, Siobhan, the modules, like, they're so heavy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this in 30 minutes. But I find it makes me mindful. Even if I don't get through it, having gone through the first talk that you did, and I'm going to review my notes on that at least, I'm really mindful. And I find because of that, even though I haven't gone through all the work yet, my marriage is actually better. Just because I'm, like, stopping and thinking with the little bit I got already. So I'm like, okay, eventually I'll get through all of these, but, you know.
That's so fantastic. So would you share, like, so you said my marriage is better. Can you give, like, a quick example of, like, of something?
Well, okay, so I made notes on your very first talk with a 10-point, and my husband read it. He found it. And I think he was actually impressed. And I had to make a list of things that I wanted for him, I think. And I'm like, those aren't for you to read, but there was nothing bad in it, you know? They're all things that I really wished well for him. And I don't know if because of all that, and because whenever he does something, I do stop and I say, let me look at this thought. Let me stop and, you know, just be mindful and stop and start wishing well. I think that was a big thing for me, my thoughts. And then when I did the first module, I said, but what if I didn't think this way? What if I started thinking this is the best thing for me ever?
Mm-hmm.
And I think just thinking differently and knowing I'm not looking for an escape route, it's improved. But I know that, oh, my gosh, if I'm getting this much from, like, half of a week of Siobhan stuff, what am I going to get when I'm done? So I'm motivated, and I'm actually glad to hear you go through the modules like this, because I'm like, okay, so this is what I have to look forward to. This is what I have to look forward to. So, yeah. So, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for that feedback. And so it is, you know, you made a really good comment about, you know, these modules are packed, and every time, you know, I get to the end, you'll see my little note. It's like, it's a lot. I know it's a lot. And I always sort of vacillate on, do I try to make it a little lighter? And I've landed with no. I mean, I think, you know, one, because you do have access to these materials over for however long you need them. You can come back or you can do it in pieces. And I know when I sent the first intro video, it was sort of like, yeah, you know, if you can find 30 minutes, but for you, 30 minutes is very insufficient, which is great because that is certainly an indication that you're not just getting through it just to get through it, but that you're really taking the time necessary to process and pause and really sort of internalize whatever is being shared. So thank you for that. It is a lot. I know it is a lot. And whatever way you need to get to it is fine. So there's no judgment there. Please.
I'd also like to echo what the other young lady just said. I think there's something to be said about not giving up and not throwing in the towel. And as she mentioned, her mate just, you know, even when he was aware of her taking the notes and taking the class, I think it fuels the marriage because the mate sees that, you know, you're trying at this. You're not just trying to, you know, just breeze by life, because sometimes you find people who've been married 20 or 30 years, and it's not that they were happy. It's just they just kind of were stuck, you know, or they just never did the work. And we always laugh because sometimes we watch Iyanla, and, you know, she's fixing people's lives and everything, and she always says you have to do the work. You know, and so just enrolling in the class and taking a couple of steps, like the young lady said, you know, even though I'm not at week 5 where I should be, just knowing that, you know, putting the effort forward to enhance our marriage, to enhance our communication so that we have a happy marriage, I think has definitely, I know, has improved because he even wanted to know, like, can I sign up for the class? And I was like, no, you can't sign up because you can do things with me, you know, but, like, this is for me to do work on, and then there's some parts where we can work together, but that's what I wanted to add to it.
Thank you. And where are you in the modules? Again, no judgment. It's totally fine. I'm just curious to see, in terms of pacing, how people are doing.
I too, am like the young lady. I finished completely week 1, and that's as far as I've gotten. I've got everything printed out in front of me, the worksheets and stuff, but I haven't gotten them done yet.
No, that's no problem. I mean, and so that's good. It's great to hear that you both are on the same page. So I think, you know, this is a group coaching call, and so I'd love to just explore sort of what's been getting in the way. Again, this is, like, it's totally fine. I'm not offended. You shouldn't be ashamed or worried at all. I think, you know, just like our thoughts, it's a process of inquiry, of just taking a look at it. So, you know, tomorrow we'll mark week 5, and the reality and wonderful reality of the situation is that you guys, you know, have gotten through the first module. And so I'd love to maybe just take a look at that. So when you think, and either of you can respond, when you think about, you know, what's been happening, what is it? What is it that that has gotten in the way of, you know, moving forward a little bit more aggressively?
I know for me, I think my weekends are more so like my chill, relaxed type time. And so my mind is saying, like, to do work, to be ready for Monday's class. It's like the little engine that could. It's like, I think I can, but I never pick it up. And it's, the sad thing is it's right by my bed. I have a clipboard that I keep where my laptop is, but I just never seem to kind of get it out and really focus and really sit down and set the time aside. And then once the work week starts, once Monday hits, it's back to work, it's back to scheduled and practice and pickups and dinner. And by the time like 8 o'clock comes, then I'm starting to shut down, and then I watch my couple of shows. And it's more so priorities, because the filth that I'm feeding my mind off of TV is definitely not worth what I should be doing, but that's what's getting in my way.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Yep.
Mm-hmm. For me, okay. I'm in nursing school now, so I'm studying, frankly. And I have finals next week. We get like 2 weeks off, so I know I have free time coming up. And also, because we've been doing well, I guess motivation too. Like, well, things are good now. But usually right after a fight, I fly right back to my module. So it's kind of like, well,
it's the intervention point.
It's better. So if it's better, then really, and I'll always have them. But also, I do find I'm chewing over module 1, and I peek at it every now and then. But for me, really, it is like waking up 4:30 on Sunday to go, Saturday morning to go to clinicals. They're all day, you know, I'm like, I'll get it done when I'm on break.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. And I know I'll have a break soon, so in 2 weeks. So I'm not worried. I just wanted to make sure they didn't disappear at the end of the 8 weeks.
No, they don't disappear. I got it. So it's so, I love what both of you have just offered. So the first comment around, you know, my weekends are my sort of chill time or my relaxed time. It's sort of, I totally understand that. And I totally understand sort of wanting to sort of veg out and watch mindless TV or do very mindless activities, because all week, as you said, you're like hustling and bustling with work, and you're physically here, there, and everywhere trying to get your family the things that are needed. And so, as you were talking, I totally put myself in that space of like, you know, it's Sunday and it's like, this is work, right? Because it is work. I mean, the tagline of the business is the work of relating well. We talked about Ayama. It is work. Like, you have to do the work. And so, you know, when you're trying to catch your breath from a very busy week and you just want to like sit and consume TV passively, right? It's a very passive process to watch TV, which I love to do. It's one of my favorite things to do, so I totally understand. You know, the thought of trying to do this work is work. And so, you know, as you were talking, one of the things that came up to me was, what if it wasn't work? Like, what if it didn't feel like work? What if it was as fun and as enjoyable as the TV, you know? Like, you know, when I'm ready to watch TV, what I do is, like, I get in this very specific spot on my couch. If it's cold, I'll, like, snuggle up in my blanket. I'll get, like, everything I need. I'll get, like, my water or tea or whatever. everything so that I don't have to move to get up from that spot at all. Like, I can just flip through the channels or watch a movie or watch whatever I am. I get myself nice and comfy, and I'm, like, in the zone. I'm like, this is my time to relax. And so as you think about these modules and you think about doing this work, you know, just a question that would come up for me is sort of like, well, how could I create that type of experience? Like, you know, when you're getting ready to watch TV, like, your mind is, like, in a certain setting, and you have your rituals of whatever you do to get yourself excited and comfortable to watch TV. What if it were the same for this, you know, and that it didn't feel like work? Like, what if you reframed it and recreated the experience of doing this, whether that's, you know, having a favorite beverage, whatever that might be, or a favorite snack, piece of chocolate, setting some music, you know, whatever, you know, so that it's something that you could look forward to just as much as whatever other sort of thing you do to relax and sort of de-stress. What if you had a ritual around doing this modules that engendered the same sort of emotion and sense of relaxation and excitement? Just a thought. Again, you know, busy.
Awesome.
You want to watch TV? That's fine and great. but what, you know, what's happening for both, in both instances, and I'll tell you, you're not alone. Like, I've heard from other participants too. They're like, yeah, I'm just catching up. I sort of scanned this one and want to go back to it and really delve deeply into it. And so what's happening for everyone, and what the observation is there is a small disconnect between what wants to happen and what's happening, right? And so I'm sure when we had our very first call and I shared those 10 keys, you guys were pumped, right? You're here with me. Obviously, you were pumped. You were like, yes, I'm so motivated. I want to invest this time in my relationship. You knew it was a multi-week program, and it came at a cost, not a small cost. It's not pocket change by any stretch of the means. And so you know, invested your finances and your energy to enroll in the program. And, you know, I'm sure at that time you're like, yes, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay on track. I'm going to really make the most of this. Yes, yes, yes. And that's what wants to happen still, right? Because you're still that person with those still same desires and wanting the best for your relationship. And then somewhere in there, you know, obviously maybe around week two, life crept in, right? Life crept in and you sort of get comfortable in your way of being that you've always been, or you get overwhelmed with school and other things that, you know, need your immediate attention. And so the observation that I have is that there is just a small disconnect between what wants to happen in terms of your initial motivation and excitement and enthusiasm and the reality of what's happening. And so that's just another place of inquiry. And so for the caller who mentioned, you know, when I have a break, I know I'll be able to get to this. I would love to see how it works. You know, and I'm not doubting it at all. It's just another place of observation for you. Okay, so now in 2 weeks when finals are over, how am I able to get to this? It'll be a great. So when we get to week 8 in our next group coaching call, I'll be so curious to see how things have panned out for you there. Does that make sense, guys?
Yes, it does.
Great.
Yes, it does. I had to come off mute. That's why it takes so long.
Me too. I try to keep it on
no problem.
Just in case my daughter runs in.
No, you know what? I've learned to be really comfortable with silence. It's not an indication that people are disengaged or not there. It's like sometimes it's just mute. Sometimes you're still processing what was asked or what was discussed. And so I'm totally comfortable with that. What else? So we don't, you know, we certainly don't have to talk specifically about the rest of the module since you're not there yet. Are there things from the first call, or are there things just in general, whether it's something we've covered already or something that we're going to be covering, that that you find yourself either stuck in or having questions about, or just like, I wonder what Siobhan might offer to this particular issue or thing?
I wouldn't say probably on along those lines. I know what I found intriguing off that first call that you did was the empowering questions that you mentioned. And I actually keep them in my cell phone at, under my notes. So that way, if, you know, if we hit a rough patch or whatever, you know, I refer back to, you know, in what ways has he helped me or what's good about having him in my life, what's amazing about who he is as a person. Because my mind technically, really, I've never thought that way. And I think that you have to train your mind to be positive and optimistic, you know. And so I just found that very, 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 very helpful. And that's why I say, you know, a lot of us keep our cell phones on us like it's our Bible, like it's our lifeline. And so for me to have it in my notes, it's easily accessible for me anytime I need to, you know, get back on track. So.
Great. So both of you have mentioned, this is wonderful, thank you for that. Both of you have mentioned, you know, when you have an issue or you hit a small rough patch or a little bump that you turn to a resource that I've provided. I'd love to hear, so when that happens, like, so let's say, you know, you have an argument or a disagreement, and then you turn to something that I've provided, whether it's an empowering question or a piece of a module to really examine your thoughts. What happens after that, after you've turned to the resource? Like, tell me what you do.
I think it's just the approach and how we approach the argument or just, you know, whatever is on our plate at that time. Because it's a little bit more refreshing to not always do it the manner that you've always done it. You know, you get to know your mate and how you all discuss things, or, you know, if you're in a funky mood or whatever, or if you said something that should have been said a little bit more delicate. So by embracing the empowering questions and things like that, it's like a freshness in the air. It's a lighter mood. It's like I said, it's that whole idea of working to be better. You know, you never want to be stagnant. And so it definitely, like almost like the caller said, it definitely, you know, even just with a week one, it improves the relationship. So it's definitely been better.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
I actually feel as if having these modules is kind of like a security blanket. Just because I'm fine with chewing over the lessons from the talk, which I've read over those notes probably like 7 or 8 times, and from the modules. And I feel that for me, even if I only get to week 2 in the next 2 weeks, I'm fine with that because I'm constantly reviewing what I did in my head, saying, what if this is the best thing ever or something? And I thought it was interesting, after that first talk, I hit a rough patch with my mother, of all things. And I actually used all those skills. I was like, oh, my God, it's not just about my husband. And I think I share that with you, but Siobhan, and it was great. I was able to relate differently to my mom. So I find that I love that these things are not just for my mate, but I'm actually applying them to other important relationships. And for that, I was like, wow, I didn't think it would fit, but it does, with my sister, with my mom, with anybody.
Uh-huh.
Just this idea of having my own expectations, and what if they're just in my manual and I can't really decide that, you know, for people. And it's really freeing knowing that. I never thought of it before, but, you know, it surprised me that not everyone thought like me, and, you know, but it was pretty earth-shaking, you could say, for me. And so I have no problem chewing the cud again and again and again, and knowing I can have years to get through the whole module, but knowing that it will help me to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you both for that. I mean, again, and sort of what I'm hearing is this work is just really eye-opening. It's sort of like, wow, I never thought about it that way, or I can't believe I've been operating this way unnecessarily. And so you'll find that, you know, as you learn these skills, it's almost like, you know, if you needed glasses and now you've got a new prescription, that everything is just a little bit clearer. Like, everything's in a little bit better focus and a little bit better perspective. And it really will impact sort of every relationship you have. Like, this stuff is so translatable to your interactions with anything, because at the end of the day, the consistent piece is you, right? So So you bring your mindset, your thoughts, your beliefs, your opinions to every interaction you have with another human being. And so once you're able to sort of see your mind in a slightly different way, it's like, oh. It's like, you know, this all of a sudden a whole new world of perspective is open to you. So that's great. One of the things I talk a lot about in, I think I definitely talked about this in the first talk, and certainly it's a theme throughout each of the modules, is being gentle with ourselves. Because there are times when, you know, again, if we react in an undesirable way to a situation, or we have all these expectations and then we try to learn how to relax them, or if we have a negative thought, we sort of want to immediately shift it. And so much of this is really about being an observer of ourselves, but also really gentle with ourselves and not beating ourselves up. And so I just wanted to check in, you know, as you've been mulling this over and as you've been sort of observing yourself and observing your mind and your thoughts, has that been an issue for you? Like, or how have you managed to do this with kindness and gentleness towards yourself?
I don't think being not gentle to myself was ever an issue. I think being gentle to or compassionate to myself was always the issue, so I held to that more because that was what I needed to hear and learn.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It definitely does make sense, and it's been something that I, you know, have needed to do for myself too. It's like, well, gosh, you know, it's easy to sort of beat yourself up, but, you know, this is about being gentle and compassionate towards others, and that the only way to do that is to demonstrate that to yourself as well. So that's really good. Because a lot of times, I know when I started doing this work, it's sort of like I look at some of my thoughts and I'm like, oh, like I'm pretty judgmental, or oh, I'm pretty rigid, or whatever, you know, I'm pretty selfish and want things my way, and am not as compromising as I could be. And so when you uncover some of those things, when you look at your thoughts, it is sort of easy to get in that space of, wow, I'm just a really judgmental person. And sometimes for some people, they get in a place of, well, I'm just so judgmental, so I'm a bad person, woe is me, I'm not going to change, and then they sort of get into the state of inaction. But it doesn't sound like that's happening for you, which is great. What else? So one of the things I'll just share, so you haven't experienced this yet, but you'll see in the different modules, I have played around with different formats. So the first two are mostly text-based. I think there's like a short video included with each one. But on the third module, I do a little bit more in video and sort of give you a preview of what it is we'll be doing in that particular module. And then in the fourth module, it's actually all audio. It's like a 25-minute audio because I thought it might be helpful to just change up the format a little bit so that if people want to listen to things on their commute, that's an option. And so, you know, seeing a lot of words on a page, again, back to this point of this feels like work, and work is the last thing I want to do on the weekend after working the whole week. What thoughts do you have, or, you know, feedback might you offer about format in terms of what might structurally, in terms of how the program is, might make things a little bit easier for you to get through the modules?
I can't say it's anything that you need to change. I definitely know the issue lies in me on my end and just, like I said, just doing the work. So I can't recommend anything that would help me to get through the program besides me being more committed and setting the time aside.
Got it. And what do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. The only thing for me is sometimes I have a little difficulty finding the modules. And meaning I have to scroll back in my email. Like, okay, I got a couple of emails from Siobhan. Which one is the module? And
right.
I don't know if it could be on the Facebook page where it would be the – I don't know if there's a way to kind of, like, put them together. Like, okay, I don't know. Just because sometimes I – but that just could be me, and I need to just put them in a file or something. But I like the mixed media format, so to speak. And, yeah, I don't know if there's a way for a woman to kind of, you know, as you said, there it sounds like crickets out there, like this is, you know, an encouragement or something, somewhere to post an encouragement and say, here's a praise report or whatever. I don't know. So we know that. Yeah, I'm just at week one, too. So it's great because I thought it was just me. But it's actually awesome to hear there's somebody else in the same place I am.
In the same place, yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to know that I'm not the only one that's behind.
Yes, no, and I'm sure when others listen to this recording, they'll feel the same way. And so, I mean, we are, you know, we are a little community. And so I think that is an important point. So what I'm taking away from what you just offered is, you know, trying to find a portal, so to speak, where you can just access everything. The worksheets are obviously, you just go to the website, they're right there, you can download them at any time, but maybe exploring ways to get the actual modules in a sort of static location where you can get to them quickly. And then also knowing that you're not alone. Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, I've heard from several people that are, you know, just about where you are. So, no, there's nothing wrong with that. And again, to the point of, you know, the great comments, there's probably not much that I need to do differently. It's just a matter of you being able to access and tap into your own sense of motivation to get it done. And to dedicate the time and, you know, again, for me, and this is just a strategy that I use, it may not work for you, I always try to make things as fun as possible for myself, especially the things that do feel like work. And so, you know, whether that's, again, the music or having a special treat or just getting into a special zone to get to the work, sort of like, you know, you get into the zone when you're about to watch your favorite show. I'm doing that as well. And I do, I mean, I know that this connection point of just hearing my voice live and hearing someone else's voice live and hearing how others are experiencing the same thing that you are trying to push through and get accomplished is also a little boost to the motivation as well. And I'm glad that, you know, my preview of what's coming in the other modules was helpful so that you know exactly what to look forward to. So we have just a couple of more minutes. You know, I don't want to keep us all night because we are busy, that I do recognize. So are there any comments or anything else you want to make sure I address in the future module or anything else you came to this call really wanting to make sure I know?
I have to say no.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Yeah, it's okay. That's it's totally fine. Well, the great thing is I am always an email or a Facebook post away. So I encourage you at whatever point you get to the next module or the next activity, if you get stuck at all, or if you need a point of clarification, or if you want to share any aha moment, I would be thrilled to hear from you and I will make sure to myself be active and sort of be a conduit of continuing to create community on our Facebook page so that you do know that everybody's just trying to do the best they can, which is always a wonderful thing to remind ourselves that we are doing the best we can and everyone else is doing the best they can as well. So it has been my pleasure to speak with you this evening, ladies. Again, I'm so thrilled that we have connected in this way, and I really look forward to hearing of all the great things that are happening in your relationship and the way that you are benefiting from the Getting to Happily program. So with that, we can go ahead and sign off. You can get on with your Sunday evening and preparing for what I'm sure will be a very busy week ahead. So thank you for calling in, and I will let you know when this recording is available. I will post it on the website where you usually download your forms, and we'll talk soon. Have a great evening.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.